The next exercise is a lot of fun, but please don't do it too often, and you'll see why I say that in a moment. The next exercise is to first of all write out your own versions of confusional language, double negatives, ambiguities, etc. A little bit like the amnesia technique that I've already shown you. And I want you to drop little snippets of this into normal conversations from time to time only, in order to see how people respond. Typically, you'll notice that they drop into little trances or have that confused look or look at you for clarification. These are all good things. I want you to get used to be able to put in the odd confusional statement into the things that you're doing. You might even be brave enough to turn to the transcript of these CDs and learn the actual amnesia technique, the language for that, or even better, create your own version of that for you to throw into conversations from time to time, just to notice what happens. Once you can do it in a normal conversation, you'll be able to start using it with a real purpose.